Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Joey. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Friday, January 14th. Now, are you learning all the places you can listen to it? You can listen from 5 to 6 in the morning, and so many of you are up then. KWXY, and that means 1340 AM or 92.3 FM, the legendary KWXY. And right after I'm through at 6 AM, McGrath in the morning. Dan McGrath is back. Thank goodness, playing wonderful, wonderful music. And then you dance around your house from 6 to 9 with Dan. And at 9, you go to KKGX Talk Radio. That's 920 AM and 99.1 FM. And you hear my show. Wherever you listen to us, I just want it to be the best hour of your day. We're going to spend all of this hour on charity. Sit back and relax. I'll drive.
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. The Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce wants you to know they're presenting free tribute band concerts in series, February through July, the first Wednesday of every month, and the first one's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Palm Springs Downtown Park, and it's the Eagles, one of my favorites, tribute band. For dates, links, and schedules, go to pschamber.org. Oscars, where we all had the most wonderful New Year's Eve, has Cal David, great singer, guitarist, every Monday. You can order dinner starting at 5 o'clock in the outdoor courtyard. Beautiful evenings under the stars. Call for reservations, 325-1188. And the Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler has streaming brief Shabbat services every first Friday of the month at 6 p.m. And it's on their Facebook or YouTube live page. Details at creativeartstemple.org. And here we go. Curtain number one. We say hello to Karen Riley. We haven't seen her in a while, from the Scrap Gallery. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
Were you in the Christmas parade?
I was not.
Where did I see you last? Were you in a parade? Was the Scrap Gallery?
We were at the tree lighting in Cathedral City.
Maybe that's
I had
what
an
was.
Elf workshop.
Oh,
you probably
see?
Probably saw us there. Yeah.
Well, since I'm older, since you saw me, tell me what the Scrap Gallery is all about.
I'll tell you what the Scrap Gallery is all about. It stands for Student Creative Recycle Art Program.
Student
Creative Recycle.
Recycle.
Art Program.
Yes. How many years have you had it?
Over 20 years.
Yeah.
And what we do is we do environmental education. We reduce, reuse, recycle. We're responsible for what's going on in our environment in a creative way. So basically, we take materials that normally would end up at the landfill, and we try to reduce that amount and turn those materials into art while educating kids, their parents, families, whoever, about some of those materials that you shouldn't be using anyway. So trying to lower our impact on the environment.
It sounds beautiful and lovely. It's amazing what you've done. I mean, I can think probably my grandchildren are all grown now, and I brought them around to you, and I brought you a bunch of old records.
Right, right.
And you made them into...
We did the bowls. We turned
yes.
them into bowls, yeah. We turned them into all kinds of things.
I remember taking some window shades down and giving them to you. You should, when you have something that you're not sure that Karen can use, you should let her make the decision.
Yeah, give us a call, email
yes.
us, because we probably can do something with it or point you in the right direction, how to reuse it or recycle it at least.
So that it doesn't impact our
right.
footprint.
Yeah.
Can you think of something really unusual recently that somebody's given you to work with?
Recently. Well, despite the pandemic, we've been busy the whole time.
Good.
Because even when you're at home, you're still generating trash, and businesses are still generating trash. So we still got a lot of materials in. Like you said, some you would be familiar with, some not so normal. I mean, we got 5,000 mouse pads at one point. That's kind of
wow.
weird. And they were blank, so we could do things with them.
Yes.
We could decorate them and use them as mouse pads. We get strange stuff. We had a print shop that downsized, so we got all their screen printing frames.
Oh, my.
And so we're using those to do art on. They're already framed, and we're figuring out how to repurpose those.
One man's trash is another man's
one
treasure.
One woman's trash.
This is Fridays. Joey English.
Now, did you see, I got a press release, that something's going to change with our trash pickup. They're going to separate our food recycling.
Food waste, yes.
Can you? What do you know about that?
Oh, okay, so there's a new law in the state of California that we have to reduce our food waste because a majority of our food waste is ending up in the landfills, and that creates methane, which is even a more deadly gas as far as climate change than CO2. So that's why we have to lessen our food waste.
And the statistic was something like 40% of all the food we eat turns up in the trash?
Yes. Nationwide, about 40% of our food is wasted.
Isn't that horrible?
It's awful.
So what are we going to have to do?
Cities, residents eventually, and businesses and restaurants are going to have to find ways to lessen their food waste. They're going to have to separate that. You can't mix food waste with your general trash anymore.
Even in the blue recycle
one. And if you think about it, it's gross anyway, because yes, you wouldn't be able to do anything. That would all just end up at the landfill. So because it's mixed.
Great.
And that's why they have you when they say, please rinse out all your recyclables. There's a reason, because you can't, it's contaminated if you put that in your recycle bin and you haven't rinsed it out and all that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's
I'm
not
glad
just to give you another step to do.
Yeah. My grandfather, indulge me a second. My grandfather invented a serum for cholera made out of hog's blood. Mm-hmm. He had the world's largest veterinary practice at one point in time. I was the only grandchild he saw, and then he died. He Aww. Saw me, he said, that, she's beautiful, that's it. No. But he owned a farm in French Camp, California, for his hogs mm-hmm. that he was experimenting with. And he owned the garbage company because in those days, all the garbage was edible things. And that's how he fed the hogs.
Okay, right.
But there were no milk cartons or plastic.
You
know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes.
So we've come full circle.
Yes.
Now we're going to be separating again.
And when you have to separate and see the kind of waste you're creating with your food,
yes,
it hopefully will get you to minimize the amount that you're wasting, but also think about what we could be doing. We have hunger issues in our country, around the world, and we could be doing something with that.
If you put your garbage down the garbage disposal, is that a good thing? Or should you save the garbage and put it in this new container we're going to get?
Well, you can, some of that food waste you can compost for your gardens. Some of it, probably the meat and things like meat scraps and things like that, you can't compost. So you would have to put that in your food waste container. And it's going to vary from city to city in the valley how they're going to handle that. But everyone in California is going to have to handle it.
But I'm thinking I'm going to have to put scraps in a Ziploc bag before I put them out in the container. There'll be flies and odor. I mean,
well, the trash companies, the waste companies are going to give you the materials to do that.
Oh.
Because think about this. You wouldn't want to put your food waste inside of a plastic bag because then you're
the
creating more
bag.
Plastic, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
hello.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Thank goodness you're here. We're listening to Karen Riley from the Student Creative Recycle Art Program.
Yes.
Scrap.
Yes. Scrap.
Gallery. Where are you located now?
We're in Cathedral City.
You moved since
yes.
I was out there.
We're off of Perez.
Everything's off of Perez.
Well, we're on Perez.
I love
yeah.
Perez.
Yeah.
What's your address?
68743.
Perez.
And we're on Road D. There's rows yes. on Perez. And we're D16. And it's a great place to be because there's a lot of manufacturers and upholsters.
Yes.
And so the scraps, it's super easy. The scraps come to me.
Have you handed out flyers to all your neighbors?
Yeah, they'll bring me stuff, or they'll call, hey, can you come over? And I'll look at their
That's
materials.
A good point. Do you pick up if someone?
It depends on what it is. Yeah. And if it's really good and it's huge, I'm going to find a way to get it. So,
do you have a store where you sell your wares?
We have, okay, so we have a small gallery space and then we have a warehouse. So it's set up where we have all the materials. Traditionally, students would come with their class for a field trip. That hasn't been able to happen yet. Wow. But what we do is we've been making kits since March. We closed down California March 13th, March 14th, 16th, that Monday. I started making kits for kids with materials, delivering them.
You're wonderful.
Now we do this thing. We've been doing it for, 18 months or whatever, Masked Monday.
Yes.
And it's curbside pickups of our kits. Everything's free, has activities, materials, and you just come by. You drive up and you can pick up a kit. And they're themed. They're always different. And we're there every Monday from 8 to noon.
That's wonderful. What's your website?
This one's easy. Scrapgallery.org.
Got it. And your phone number?
760-861-6479.
Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Good job, sweetheart. What do you want to see happen in 2022?
I think I want to be able to provide more materials for kids.
Really?
And make sure that they know that they have a say in their future and they can make it a better place by recycling and being creative about it.
And sharing it with their parents,
Oh, that's maybe the hook.
Remember when you
kids
were told
are the hook.
You have to eat everything on your plate. That may come back in another form, right?
Or just don't take as much.
That's true. That's what Julia Child said. She used smaller plates and never went back for seconds. I have failed at that miserably. Well, thank you for coming on today. Anything we can do to help, this will all be up on joeyenglish.com.
Great.
I'll put the scrap gallery. We'll come up with a new calendar on the tab that's called the Joey English Network. J-E-N. It's like white pages.
Okay, cool.
So we'll call you, we won't call you trash. We'll call you something wonderful.
Trashy,
recycle.
Whatever. It's okay.
trashy girl. Do you have kids of your own?
I do not. But I have pets.
Don't we all? But you do all these for all of our children. Thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by. Okay, Joey pals. After our commercial, we'll be talking to Madeline and Jan from Desert Ark and Mama's House. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.